Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about tonsillectomies. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/tonsillectomy or in the ENT section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Tonsillectomy is the name given to the surgical removal of the tonsils. Removing the tonsils prevents further episodes of tonsillitis, although patients can still suffer with a sore throat. The procedure is usually performed as a day case, and patients go home 6 to 8 hours after the operation, after a period of observation. So what are the indications for a tonsillectomy? A common question you'll get asked from patients and parents is whether a child needs a tonsillectomy for recurrent tonsillitis. The NICE clinical knowledge summaries give the number of episodes required for a tonsillectomy, and these are 7 or more in 1 year, 5 per year for 2 years, or 3 per year for 3 years. Other indications for a tonsillectomy are recurrent tonsillar abscesses, specifically 2 episodes or more, or enlarged tonsils that are causing difficulty with breathing, swallowing, or snoring. So what are the complications of tonsillectomy? Pain, particularly a sore throat where the tonsillar tissue has been removed, and this can last up to 2 weeks. Damage to teeth, infection, post-tonsillectomy bleeding, which we'll talk more about shortly, and the risks associated with a general anaesthetic. Let's talk in more detail about post-tonsillectomy bleeding. Post-tonsillectomy bleeding is the main significant complication after a tonsillectomy. Significant bleeding can occur in up to 5% of patients who've had a tonsillectomy, and it requires urgent management. This can happen up to 2 weeks after the operation. Bleeding can be severe and in rare cases life-threatening due to the aspiration of blood. Let's talk about management of post-tonsillectomy bleeding. You need to call the ENT registrar and get them involved early. Get IV access and send bloods for a full blood count, clotting screen, group and save and cross match. Keep the child calm and give them adequate analgesia. Sit them up and encourage them to spit the blood out rather than swallowing the blood. Make the child kneel by mouth in case an anaesthetic and operation is required, and give IV fluids for maintenance and resuscitation as required. If there is severe bleeding or airway compromise, call an anaesthetist because intubation may be required. Prior to going back to theatre, there are 2 options for stopping less severe bleeds: hydrogen peroxide gargles or adrenaline-soaked swab applied topically to the area of bleeding. So thanks for listening to this episode on tonsillectomy. A big thank you to Harry Watchman, as always, for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on all the podcast episodes in the Zero to Finals books, and you can find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books on Audible. You can also find notes, videos, illustrations, and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode where we'll talk about otitis media.